Deb Danner, the head swim coach, joining us here today. We're going to talk about the state swim meet and take a look back at an outstanding 2019-2000 season that was a little abbreviated thanks to the weather this year. But, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, it's always good to be here.
Deb, you guys just coming off a terrific state swim meet last Saturday. Trevor, of course, taking fifth in the 100 freestyle, sixth in the 50 freestyle, broke school records in both of those events. Your 200 and freestyle, 200 and 400 freestyle relay teams both dropped times and had their best times of the year. I think it was the 400 freestyle that dropped about 3 seconds, if memory serves me correct.
Pretty close to three.
Yeah, yeah. Just a great overall day.
Yeah, you know, the boys had a fantastic day. You know, they were just pumped. They were excited. You know, Trevor and Jonathan are the only two that had gone to state before, so the other two were just super excited to get there and just wanted to do everything they could. So, yeah, it was a fantastic day.
Could you sense it on Friday with the way warm-ups went and the way the guys were focused, or did the success from Saturday and time drops and everything surprise you a little bit?
No, I was really hoping that we could drop a little more time. You know, we get to Iowa City on Saturday and head over to Mercer Park and do a little workout there, and it's a good time for me to gauge where I think they're at, just by the way they're acting. And, you know, they were just kind of, you know, joking around, having some fun, being kind of weird. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, they're ready to swim tomorrow. And, you know, I thought we should see some pretty good times, and we did.
How excited was Trevor? Last year just misses the stand. This year makes the stand, both the 50 and 100 free. I'm sure fifth and sixth place probably made him pretty happy. He'd have loved to have been higher than that, but he had to feel really good about how he did.
Oh, definitely. You know, last year he had just missed the podium by 0.03 of a second, which, you know, he wasn't disappointed because he came from 17th place up to 9th place, so it's hard to be disappointed in that. So, you know, this year he had made it a goal that he was going to do better and he was going to make it on the podium. You know, that was his goal, and he achieved that goal. So, yeah, he was thrilled to death with that. You know, so I'm sure next year's goal will be to either get first or second. Yeah, you know, you got to keep setting your goal higher every time. So, you know, hopefully that'll happen for him next year. But, yeah, he was happy that he still made the podium, you know, going in ranked sixth and seventh and coming out fifth and sixth. So that's not bad for him.
He keeps breaking his own school record in these events. How fast can he set those? Can he continue to break them? That's the question.
You know, yeah, he's got more in him, obviously. You know, he swam his relay leg on the 200 free relay. He went a 20.87, so we know he can go a little faster yet.
Yeah.
We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how low he ends up setting that.
And you mentioned the 200 freestyle. You have the same boys, the same four in the 200 and 400 freestyle relay. How much did that help, having the camaraderie of those guys just being kind of a group and just helping the success that they had down at state and in districts?
Yeah, you know, they were a really good, tight group to work with. You know, they got along really well. And it really helps to have them on both relays than they're used to. Going, you know, doing their relay exchanges off of each other. I kept their order the same so they would know exactly how it was going to feel. There, you know, no surprises. So, yeah, it's you know, they're a great group of boys. They had a lot of fun all season long. We had a couple of meets that, you know, we thought about switching things up a little bit, but, you know, they were all just, you could tell, a little disappointed that I wanted to do that, and it's like, okay, you guys belong together, we'll just leave you together. They needed to be together. That it was just a fantastic group to work with.
Deb, talk a little bit about each of those four and what the type of season they had and what they meant to the Carroll Boys swim team.
Yeah, so Ben England, he's a junior this year. You know, come to me as a freshman and kind of was a little concerned about what I was going to do with this kid. I mean, because he was okay, but nothing outstanding. And, you know, his sophomore year, he got a lot better, had a few issues with his stomach, and it's like, okay. Came out this year, and I just took off as a swimmer, and it's like, all right, that's what I was looking for. That's what I was hoping for. But, yeah, you know, he's in it 100%. You know, his older brother swam, and, you know, his older brother kind of excels in running, you know, outdoes him, so he wanted to have that sport where he could outdo his brother. So he just really worked hard for me all season long to get there, and he did it. You know, his older brother is really proud of him too. Yeah, you know, he was everything he could. He did it, whatever I asked him to do, he did it. And this is the result. He got to go to state on a state qualifying relay. So that was really exciting for him. Philip Formbach is our foreign exchange student from Germany. And first day, it's like, okay, new face. It's like, okay, who are you? And I couldn't understand what he was saying. And it's like, this will be fun. You know? It's like, okay, hopefully he can understand what I'm saying. So we have a little easier practices. But his first day, the first thing he asked me, what do I have to do to go to state? It's like, okay. It's like, I got somebody who wants to do something, who wants to push hard. And, you know, asked him what his times were. You know, and they swim meters over in Germany. So having Trevor swim meters in the summer, I have an idea of what good times are. And he gave me his times, and it's like, okay, we can work with that. You know, he had some pretty decent times. So, you know, just like every week, okay, what else do I need to do? What do I need to change? How am I going to get to state? I mean, the kid was pushing for state every single week of the season. So yeah, you can imagine that's, you know, he really was pumped up and excited. And, you know, he's a butterflyer by nature. And, you know, he swam a 55.72 at districts. And last year the cutoff was a 55.73. So we thought, he's on the bubble. He might actually make an individual event. It was unbelievable this year. The cutoff was 2 seconds faster, which is just unreal. It does not normally drop that much time in a year. So, you know, he was a little disappointed, but not like really upset about it because he was 2 seconds off. So, you know, he gets that, but, you know, he was just excited that his two relays made it. You know, he's got something to take back home with him. You know, that he made it on a high school state relay. And apparently in Germany, they don't really have much for high school sports. It's more club sports. Yep. So this was really exciting for him to get to do this with other high school kids. So that was exciting for him. Jonathan Dose, he's a returning state qualifier from last year on their relays. And, you know, he just wanted to, you know, help his relay, help his team, you know, do even better. You know, he busted it all season long, you know, just trying to go as fast as he possibly can. He finally broke his and got a 22, so he was really excited about that. And then managed to break the 52nd mark in his 100, so, you know, went a 49. So that was really exciting for him. So, you know, once you get past that barrier, it gets a little bit easier again. So it'll be exciting to see what else he can do with that, you know, come next year. And then Trevor Danner, you know, he qualified last year in the 53 and on two relays. We had tried taking three relays last year, but we just missed out on it. So he only got one individual last year, but this year it's like, yeah, we're not going to do that again. So he did the 50 and the 100 free, and, you know, he had set his goals. He wanted to get there. You know, he knew what he needed to do, and he had been working hard all season, really paying attention to his times that he was swimming faster this year than he did last year at different parts of the season, and he was right on track. When we had bad weather days, he'd just head down to the rec and do a workout anyway. And you know, he knows that you can't take a day off if you want to be a state swimmer. So I'm really proud of the fact that he pushes through no matter what and managed to get himself there and got himself in a great position and did a fantastic job with that.
And Coach, you mentioned him going down and getting workouts when you guys had a weather. You had a lot of weather this year. You went over a month without having an event. That's the craziest season you've probably been through.
Yeah, you know, it was quite the season. There's nothing you can do about having bad weather. It's like you just deal with it and you adjust the workouts to try and hope that missing a few workouts would be all right. And it's tough having to keep adjusting. You know, the nice thing for Trevor is we do live right here in town, and so he is able to get down to the rec no matter what and get his workout in. So, it's been a kind of a rough winter for our season, but, you know, we did pretty good.
Coach, let's talk about some of the other kids there as we kind of take a look back at the season. Dante Fennell, Ryan Burbeck, Sam Jansen, I thought had some really good meets for you this year.
Oh, yeah, those guys did fantastic. So Dante and Sam really stepped up their freestyle. Last year they were just kind of an average swimmer. This year they really stepped it up, really went fast. For a while there was just kind of a little race between Ben, Dante, and Sam on who was going to make that relay. And, Ben stepped it up a little bit more and got himself there. But, Sam and Dante are definitely looking for some relay spots next year. They are swimming now yet. So that's, you can tell that they are determined and dedicated, and this is what they want to see happen. They did great. And Dante, he's kind of been our distance swimmer. And districts, he had a fantastic district meet. He dropped so much time in his 500. He had gotten down to a 550 and hadn't broke 6 minutes like ever. So he had gotten down to a 550, like a week before districts. And it's like, I don't know if he's going to drop more time, but the kid did, he dropped another 5 seconds. And so that was a lot of fun to watch him do that. Ryan Burbank has just really been working hard at trying to get his breaststroke. Because we're kind of lacking a breaststroker right now, so he'd really like to take that position. He's been putting in a lot of work trying to get faster at his breaststroke, working his 500. He kind of likes that distance event, so we've been putting him in it quite a bit, and, he's really working hard to drop down to, if he can get down to a 530, that would be great for him. And hopefully we can do that with him next year. Not sure, but, we'll try and see what happens with that. But, those boys had really great seasons. They worked hard, and it was just a lot of fun to watch.
And you had the two McCarthy boys, Declan and Connor, and then also Caleb Blair kind of thrown in that mix as well.
Yeah, Caleb Blair, he's kind of an interesting guy. He's a lot of fun to work with. He comes into the season with not much of a swimming background, Ben talks him into swimming, and so he's like, okay. And it's like, the kid worked hard. We worked a lot on his strokes, trying to improve on his strokes. He really made a lot of improvement. The kid is, he's coming along really well, and, he's just a freshman, so he's got a little time yet to really get strong. I would say he's kind of along the lines where Ben was. So, there's always that opportunity that he could actually get there, and that would be really exciting for him. Declan, he had a great senior season. He had some really good swims. you know, we threw him in some fly this year, which is something he normally didn't do, and he kind of actually enjoyed that a little bit. So it's too bad we didn't try that sooner. We could have had a better flyer out of him, but you know, he did a fantastic job with it. He always dropped time, and you know, he's one of our brush strokers too, so you know, he pushes hard and you know, managed to drop time here and there and just outswam wherever he needed to, and he did a great job. And Connor McCarthy, you know, he was with us his freshman year, didn't swim his sophomore year, so he came back. He kind of missed swimming, so he came back. You know, that was fun for him to be back with the team again. And, you know, he's one of these that can kind of swim everything. So, you know, wherever we were a little thin, we just throw him in. And, you know, no problem. He'd swim it. He didn't care. It didn't bother him. Whatever I wanted him to swim, he swam. If he had to do the 2 and the 5 in one meet, that's fine. You know, a lot of kids don't really care to do that because it's a lot of swimming. But, you know, he has no problem with that. And I really enjoy working with a kid like that who will just do whatever it is you want. And, you know, no argument, no complaints. You got to like a kid like that.
And, Coach, the one I haven't mentioned yet that I'm thinking of, Timothy Dose. I don't think I've forgotten anybody. If I have, please bring them up.
So Timothy Dose, this is his first year. He's a freshman. You know, he's got a lot to learn. You know, and he's got some pretty big shoes to fill if he's going to be anything like his brother. So he, you know, and he knows that. And he works year-round. He's been swimming with Cass. So, you know, he's getting some extra workouts going and trying to really improve on his strokes a little bit. Yeah, you know, we haven't really figured out where he's going to be on the team yet, but he's another one of these that you kind of just throw him in whatever event, and he's fine with that. He smile on his face, and he'll swim it, no big deal. So pretty soon, I'm sure we'll figure out just which event is his event, and, you know, and we'll really work to develop that a little bit more. And then we also had Nick Whipke. He's from Lake City also, or Rockwell City, I should say. And he's another brush stroker. And, you know, it's these kids that do not swim cast with us. You know, it's kind of a little bit of an eye-opener when they step into the high school team. And, you know, their yardage is pretty high, and the work is tough. And, you know, I think he got his eyes opened, and I think he actually enjoyed it. So, you know, he'll keep coming out every year, and we'll work him hard, and we'll get him developed as a pretty good little swimmer and see what happens.
Deb, what are you going to take away from this year? So much success getting so many kids down to the state tournament this year. It looks like this program's just continuing to move forward.
Yeah, you know, every year is you know, a fun year. The boys just really make it enjoyable. You know, there's a lot of joking around, but they work hard. You know, whatever I tell them to do, they'll do it. There's times where I kind of mess up on their workout and give them some impossible times, and they're like, "Is this really what you want us to do?" And it's like, "Yeah. Have you looked at it?" "No." And they'll point it out, and it's like, "Well, you guys can do this," and they're like, "Okay." Then I readjust their workout, but you know, they'll do it. They, you know, whatever I tell them to do, they'll do it. You gotta like kids like that that are just willing to work hard, and you know, and we get to have some fun. We get to play water polo, which they enjoy. It's a great workout, but they have a lot of fun doing it. You know, the nice thing with the winter break is we get to try some different things. Usually one day I'll have the kids do a triathlon, and some find that it's really tough, and some find out that they kind of enjoy it and end up doing more in the summer. So, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I can introduce them to that, and it's something they can continue doing. And they'll get to play, we play some ultimate frisbee just to have a little time out of the pool too. And And, you know, they have a lot of fun, and they're just, they're a real blast to work with. And you know, every year we get some new swimmers and some new personalities. And, yeah, you know, they're just a lot of fun to be with. And you know, it's always interesting. Every year is just a little bit different, but it's still a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's a lot of fun getting to work with you. I was just joking with you before we started the interview that we talk almost every week from August all the way into March most years. So it's always a lot of fun. Enjoy the 1 or 2 days, maybe a week that you'll take off. Good luck with the spring and summer USA teams, and looking forward to the girls' season beginning next August.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Area Boys Swim Team.